Hey, everybody, Ask Me Anything episode. It's a little bit different than most Ask Me Anythings. I don't really take that many questions because I had some stuff I wanted to cover. We cover the Iowa caucus and the details surrounding it, including the cold front that is moving in and what should happen to pedophiles. Do you think that pedophiles should be executed? I'm right there with you. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved at turningpointusa@tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. So, the Iowa caucus is Monday. That happened fast, didn't it? It has been a sleepy, sleepy, sleepy primary, and praise God that it's been a sleepy primary. The fact it's been a sleepy primary is Trump hasn't had to spend as much money. We haven't had to have these ridiculous sideshow of debates. President Trump's decision to resist the temptation to go into the debate will go down as an excellent political decision. Now, we don't know how Iowa's going to end up. We do know the weather is supposed to be pretty nasty. And I'm going to say this, and I hope the media cuts this up. If you are in Iowa and you have any underlying health conditions, or you have any sort of concern, or you're elderly, please put your health first. Wait in the car until the doors open. And I certainly hope, and I'm confident they will, because Iowa, they're really great people. They're terrific people. It's supposed to be like negative 50 wind chill, okay? I don't want someone to die. I don't. We got to be honest about this. I don't want someone, because I know the Trump enthusiasm. I've seen it. These people wait out 48 hours ahead of time. And are you, this pent up sort of energy is post 2020. This is the first opportunity that people have anywhere post 2020 to actually vote for Trump. And so please, we want everyone to caucus. We want everyone to be there, but make plans to say, you know what? We're going to have a full tank of gas. We're going to show up 30 minutes ahead of time, and we're going to wait in our car until the doors open. Now, typically how it works in the caucus is you wait outside and a big line is formed, and it might be 10 degrees or 15 degrees. They're expecting like negative 30 degree wind chill. Now, I want to be clear though. You got to show up. Iowa tough. Let's do it. You got to show the world. You got to show up. I hope that what me saying this doesn't deter turnout. You got to do the exact opposite. So, this is the Real Clear Politics average, which, again, I don't like these polls, because if it's really cold and people are, and by the way, it's, you got the Eagles playing the Buccaneers that night. You got, it's a federal holiday. You got all sorts of stuff going on. It's supposed to be super cold. All it takes is for a couple thousand people not to show up, and a couple hundred here and a couple hundred there. And so I want to make sure this is clear. We have not done this. I'm going to play just a little taste of this, because people are asking, how does this work and where does this go and all this? Let's just play cut 170. I also think it's super interesting, if you're a national audience, for you to know what a caucus is. How does a caucus work? It's completely different than any other election. There's really no ballot. There's no voting early. There's no voting booth. It's old school local politics. In some ways, I love it. I think it's terrific. I'm glad a caucus system still exists. You can trust the results of a caucus system because they literally count all the votes in front of you. There's no back room. What a concept, right? You fill it in on a lot of piece of paper. You put it in a bucket, and then they say, okay, here's Vivek, and here's Trump, and here's Nikki, and you just see it. There is no games. It is perfectly transparent, so you can 100% trust these results. Here's a little taste of what a caucus is. Play cut 170.
Monday, January 15th, 7 p.m. Be there. Because it's caucus night. Now you may say to yourself, self, I've never been to a caucus. How does it work? You've come to the right place. because for the next 2 minutes, Marlon's going to tell you everything you need to know about how to successfully caucus for President Trump.
Three easy steps. Step one, make sure you're eligible. Done. Okay, step two, do you know where your caucus location is? You can easily find your caucus location and lots of other information by going to donaldjtrump.com/Iowa caucus. And finally, step three, register once you get to your caucus.
Now, they're telling people to arrive ahead of, an hour ahead of time. I totally support that, but let's make sure that you guys aren't Ubering. And for please, if you're running an Iowa caucus site, can you guys make sure no one is outside? Let them in. I mean, the last thing we need is some amazing patriot to just die. And that's not a joke, okay? It's negative 50 degrees. I grew up in Chicago. That's some serious stuff. Someone's going to freeze to death. So step up. We need a huge turnout. We need the whole ball game. But growing up in Chicago, when it gets to be negative 30 wind chill, that is no joke. That is cold like you have never experienced before. That is, for those of you that grew up in the Midwest, you know exactly what I'm talking about. That gets very, very scary very quickly. I don't care how tough you are. I don't care. You got to figure it out. Okay, enough of that. So anyway, the Iowa caucus is there, and a really important part of the video, 7 p.m. So you have to make room for it. You have to make space for it because it's not 7 a.m. It's not 10 a.m. It's not 1 p.m. And so it really is. It is dependent on enthusiasm. It also gets colder at night. This could end up helping Trump. It could, because Trump people are going to show up. Nimarata people, it's a little cold out. Trump, without a doubt, as the most dedicated, enthusiastic people. And to be honest, this could help Vivek. Vivek might surprise the world because of some turnout stuff. Vivek's people are very, very dedicated. I don't know how big they are in number. We'll find out. But Vivek's people are very, very dedicated. Very strong conviction. So a caucus system is interesting. The New Hampshire system is different. They have a typical primary system. The South Carolina system is a primary system. Nevada, if you live in Nevada, they have this whole thing so screwed up. Someone has got to be fired over this. They're sending out ballots, but the ballots don't actually count because they've gone to a caucus system, and they should be on a caucus system, but they shouldn't be sending out ballots. It's so confusing. And I like that every state has their own system. I love federalism. I love that Iowa has a different system than New Hampshire. And, you know, there is some controversy out there. They say, should Iowa be first? And I see the positives and I see the negatives, and I come to the conclusion, yes, I do think that Iowa being first is generally a good thing. Now, there's some negatives to it, without a doubt. There's a lot of graft, but Trump has kind of cut through that graft. And typically the way it worked in Iowa is you need to pay the right people, you need to go to the right pastors and do all that. And a lot of people make a lot of money. But I think it's actually a pretty good thing. I think it's a good thing to force candidates into more retail politics. In fact, President Trump has played this beautifully. He's been very, very pro-Iowa in how he presents the caucus. Is that Trump being in Iowa has created some of the best retail politics moments that we've seen from President Trump. Him going into a McDonald's, him going into a Burger King, him going into the Iowa State Fair, him going to the Iowa State football game. I think it's been good for him. I think it's great for us to see this kind of grassroots support and this kind of enthusiasm. The last thing I'll say is this. I don't like looking at these polls because if Trump wins by 10, they're going to try to spin it as a loss. Okay? They're dependent on the margin, and that's not a good place to be. You don't want to be in a place where the spread determines your victory. That's not a good thing. It is almost a certainty that Donald Trump will win in Iowa. If he doesn't, then I got nothing. If he doesn't win, I mean even win by a point or 2 points, but if he wins by 10 points, the campaign is going to say, the media and CNN, they're going to say, well, Donald Trump underperformed 20 points to the polls. He underperformed 20 points to the polls. So you have to set expectations, and you have this goofy weather. People of Iowa are really tough. I know you guys are going to be able to endure the cold, but no excuses. Doesn't matter how much you think that Trump is going to win by. You have to show up. Do it for your country. Wait in your car, walk that caucus line, and do your job. As we've all seen over the past few years, the amount of heavy metals, microplastics, and other toxins we are all exposed to has only increased. These are important world issues we must continue to discuss, and since you know that I take my health seriously, I only stand by the best. One company that is aware of these global challenges and that I proudly support is Ascent Nutrition, which has unique health products meant for these times. One I've been using is their pine pollen tincture, which contains 200 nutrients and important components like glutathione and DHEA. Glutathione is known for healthy detoxification and immune support, while DHEA is known as the happiness hormone and supports mood and brain health. Pine pollen is also nature's highest source of special phytohormones, which support hormone function, libido, and adrenal health. I love it because you could truly feel the benefits, and since I am now telling everyone about it, they expect to sell out fast. Before they sell out, click the link in the description below and use the code Kirk to save 10% on your pine pollen tincture and all other products. I got to be honest with you. If you would have asked 5 years ago, Charlie, what do you stand on the death penalty? I would have said, I'm against the death penalty. You know, it's the only law that is in all five books of the Torah, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, that you shall take a life for a life. You know, it's the only law in all five books. Not even honor your mother and father, put the Lord God your first. Nope, the only law that's in all five books. The judge called the accusations revolting and ordered Arthur Fernandez incarcerated before trial. Who's Arthur Fernandez? Stories like this make me very passionate about the death penalty. Now, I want to actually be clear. It is mentioned in all five books. It might not be the only law that's mentioned in all five books. I need to go back to my prayer notes, but I know it's mentioned in all five books now that I'm thinking about it. I'm correcting myself on air. Okay, anyway. Arthur Hector Fernandez is a great example as to why I am increasingly open to quick death penalty. He's a former Malgene store worker. He's a gay man who is accused of sexually abusing toddlers in videotaped group assaults that authorities believe took place in public restrooms at the Galleria Mall. I know it very well, in Houston. The complaint accuses Fernandez of sexual exploitation of a child. It describes videos that show at least seven different men engaged in group assaults on the two boys, one wearing a diaper, and both not even 3 years old. The other suspects are not named, but Fernandez is in federal custody, court documents show. In the detention order, the judge wrote, quote, "The evidence in this case is overwhelming and revolting. The defendant was actively involved in participating in videos of a sexual nature with minors." The judge says, "I cannot allow the defendant to abuse any other minors, and there are no conditions or combination of conditions that can alleviate a danger to the community." The video, which circulated on the dark web, was brought to the FBI's attention by an Australian center that works to counter child exploitation. We're all critics of the FBI. Good for you, FBI. You did your job. Do more of this, and we won't strive to defund you. Good for you. Whatever. And by this, I just want to say something. There's multiple victims involved here, not just the kids. And this is not as much, though, but the agents that have to put together these indictments, you know that a lot of these agents go on killing themselves. They have lifelong mental problems. When the people that have to create the indictments and put together the evidence of child exploitation material, they become victims too. Not the same. It's not the same, obviously, as being graphically molested. But that's important to remember, that your heart has to go out to these federal agents that have to do this stuff. Are you kidding me? It's important to mention that. The FBI said, quote, "The child sexual abuse material pertaining to the ongoing exploitation of a private by invitation only forum on the dark web." Good for this Australian group, honestly, God bless them, that found this. Could you imagine if this is your full-time job? I mean, I don't know how you would do that. They deserve prayers, where your full-time job is to find sick material like this. The first video is 26 seconds long and shows a minor victim, described as a young prepubescent male. The child was crying and making disgruntled faces, while this gay individual was raping and filming the rape of a 2- and 3-year-old. Arthur Fernandez, the accused child rapist, has in his Instagram bio, gay flags, gay rainbow flags. Chilled and out bored, just asked, I shall tell and home. I don't know what that means. Chill out bored, I don't know what that means in his Instagram bio. According to Heavy.com, Arthur Fernandez was identified because of his dolphin charm and details prior to two women. How did he get to the parents? The parents trusted him to watch the kids while they are at work. And then he filmed it. What is it with filming your sexual acts then putting them on the internet? You had that Senate staffer that did that when he had gay sex. And now you have this. Execute him quickly. We might not have to call for it, because if he goes to jail, other prisoners might do it for us.
Hi, I'm Adriana, a politics major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arnn with a Constitution Minute.
America's founders recognized an obvious fact of life. Human beings differ in terms of physical attributes and talents. Because of this, some people will be better at some things than they are at others. But they also recognized that the tall and the short among us, the swift and the slow among us, are still human beings if we are recognizable as human beings, and therefore we are equal in terms of the rights that pertain to human beings, rights attached to human nature, rights that come from God. The Declaration of Independence names three of the big ones: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Exercising these rights is necessary if we are to be truly free. In our own time, many influential people believe that only government can decide what our rights should be. This is dangerous. Understanding our rights and how the Constitution protects them is vital to our freedom.
To learn more and get a free pocket constitution, visit constitutionminute.com.
I want you to think about how sick this is. And by the way, it wasn't just the one individual that we were highlighting. It was seven men. Seven men that were molesting them in the Galleria Mall. And what is the darkest part of this is that we wouldn't know about it if it wasn't for them then filming it and posting it on the internet. These poor kids don't even recognize or realize what's happened to them. And Australia had to find it? God bless Australia. Two women told the FBI they allowed Arthur Hector Fernandez to watch the toddlers because they couldn't find childcare. The first woman works at a kiosk in the Galleria. She met Fernandez because he worked at a shuttered store called Carbon Jeans. She said that one day in the summer of 2023, she brought the second, I'm reading from heavy.com, she brought the second male victim to work with her after she'd call in after day off. The complaint says Fernandez offered to push the second male victim around the mall and watch him while she worked. She said she sometimes brought the second male victim to work with her because she could not afford childcare and her family lives out of state in Louisiana. She claimed it was the only time Fernandez had access to the second male victim. In the video with the second male victim. By the way, so he had access once and he raped the kid. Once. This runs against, by the way, what we believe is the standard operating procedure of groomers. Groomers say they make themselves familiar with their victim. They get to know their victim. It happens over a period of time. Not here. Not in this case. First time he gets his hands on this boy, he rapes him and films it. In this video, goes into a public bathroom on a changing table. How did nobody else know this was going on, by the way, in the bathroom? Maybe it was a family only, like a one single use. I don't want to think about that. The woman told investigators she found a 3-second video of the second victim walking out of the Galleria wearing the same outfit that appears in one of the videos. The FBI said, again, I got to say, FBI, good for you. Do more of this because there's a lot out there. I'm going to show you more. I'm going to show you examples. There's a lot out there. There are a lot of pedophiles out there, a lot more than people realize. The FBI said that it found on Fernandez's Instagram account an adult male who is Fernandez's ex-boyfriend and a woman who identified one of the boys in one of the videos as her 2-year-old relative. She also identified her friend and her former co-worker, Fernandez, because he, quote, often wears similar jewelry. There were times she brought the boy to the mall when she couldn't find a babysitter, and Fernandez took the first male victim to walk around the mall and then film himself raping with 7 other men. So we don't know this for certain, but we can guess that this was kind of a gay men rape pedo ring, essentially. That's what is surfacing here. What evidence do I have for that? Well, we know that Fernandez is gay, and they said his ex-boyfriend was involved. Okay, so chances are the other five perps that are raping young boys and filming it, probably in their whole kind of gay Houston Galleria circuit type thing. I can't even read this next thing, but I honestly think I should. 54-second video shows a second prepubescent child wearing jeans and, quote, open diaper with a dinosaur shirt on a changing table in what appears to be a public restroom. Boy, this really is heavy.com. I got to tell you, this really is. This is heavy stuff. The complaint accuses Fernandez and another suspect of engaging in sexual activity, and the other suspect attempts to rape the male child. How often is this happening? How many kids are being raped? Is Arthur Fernandez going to say, well, stop attacking me because I'm gay? That's what happened with the gay sex thing where they filmed it in the Capitol. So at Turning Point USA, we have a project called Frontlines. And at Frontlines, they do a great job. And they did nothing wrong with that whole Arizona State University thing. And we're defending them. That's a separate issue. But just the same people that are involved. They go and they ask some questions of this professor. This professor is a lunatic and tried punching him, and they defend themselves. Anyway. So they had this idea. They said, Charlie, look, there's a lot of pedophiles out in this country, and we want to do what the media should be doing, To Catch a Predator. Do you notice that there's no more To Catch a Predator? Is that show still on? Do they do To Catch a Trans Predator? To Catch a Pedophile? I don't think that show's still on. Plenty of material out there. Why did they get rid of it? Makes you wonder, right? Why did they get rid of it? And shouldn't law enforcement be doing this? So Frontlines, they go on the internet, and perfectly legal to do this, they posed as an underage individual and found a trans person that wanted to rape that individual and then confronted the trans person. This is just one example, I'm sure, that happens. This video, I am not exaggerating, has been seen 101 million times on YouTube. It's not an exaggeration. I'm looking at the view count right now. 101 million views. And that, I think, is important for a couple reasons. Number one, it's important because this content doesn't exist, because the media is running cover for the predators. I mean, they're covering up the Epstein stuff. They're covering up all of this. By the way, it's so amazing. If Disney ABC created To Catch a Predator again, it'd be very popular. But you think about it, maybe some of the perps would be people of protected classes. Like, for example, if you had To Catch a Predator and you found Arthur Fernandez, would they be able to air that story because Arthur is gay? Probably not, right? Anyway, here's cut 173. It is a Turning Point USA video. It's the most successful video in Turning Point history. To our knowledge, it's one of the most successful videos in conservative movement history on YouTube and YouTube Shorts. Play cut 173, please.
Why are you guys looking at me?
Listen, we got all the audio. We got all the chat logs. I'm talking to Allie. We're going to talk about it, all right?
Oh, my God. I'm just trying to have fun here.
23-year-old Christopher Carey, a transgender online sex predator from Hastings, Nebraska, believed he was communicating with a 12-year-old girl from Lincoln, Nebraska.
You were talking to her last night about, you know, sex.
Oh my
and
God, no.
You just got to know the pull-out game.
You wanted to take Allie to a dark place and make out?
We'd drive around, go somewhere, and we could go somewhere in the dark or something to make out and stuff.
Chris,
get the away from me.
Now, we're going to place tons of pressure on Hastings PD, the detectives, and everyone involved to make sure Chris is prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law and justice is served.
Remember this story in Atlanta? Gay couple charged with molesting their adopted sons also pimped them out to pedophile ring. Report claims, NewYorkPost.com, NYPost.com. Poor kids. How many kids are being raped by pedophiles right now? I hate to even say that. Shouldn't this be a top priority of law enforcement? Death penalty. Those gay men should be publicly executed. Just do it quick, okay? Fine, due process, jury your peers, trial, whatever. And the media calls this a right-wing conspiracy. That's what they do. They call it a right-wing conspiracy. And it does tie back to two other stories. The Epstein cover-up. We still have not received all of the information on Epstein and the border. If this story bothers you, if this story is just ain't making you angry, then we should close the southern border. By the way, the media, so again, if you study the media like I do, because they cover us all the time, James Lindsay taught me this, which is that they focus on our reaction, not the initial action. So Newsweek is like the worst when they do this. They are the worst when they do this. Instead of talking about the controversial issue or the terrible story, they'll say MAGA figures pounce on Epstein story. Right-wing figures very focused on border. And they do this to try to make it overly partisan and to divide a story that just has its own fact pattern, as if our reaction to the story interferes with the story. So, for example, New York Magazine, NY Mag, why Republicans are smearing everyone as pedophiles now. Okay, we're not smearing everyone as pedophiles. We've never done that. That's totally unfair. But there is a suspicious pattern of pedophilia in this country that largely seems to go unchecked, justified, and a blind eye is turned. GlobalMail.com, the far right's fixation on pedophilia is dangerous. And they did this, by the way, when they're talking about Sound of Freedom. By the way, this, look at the fact pattern here. Sound of Freedom makes hundreds of millions of dollars. Turning Point USA Frontline tape, 101 million views. You want to talk about an issue that could tip the 2024 election? An anti-pedophile, anti-groomer movement, I think, might be one of the silent issues of the 2024 election. You look at movie tickets to Sound of Freedom. You look at YouTube views. People are afraid to talk about it. Some Republicans use false pedophilia claims to attack Democrats, LGBTQ people. Now, we've never done that. We're not generalizing. We're not saying that every gay person is a pedophile. We've never said that. What we have done is look at the story, and Arthur Fernandez is a child rapist who is gay. Okay, that's a fact, and we're saying that. Institute for Policy Studies, global right wing's bizarre obsession with pedophilia. How many of these people writing these articles have children? I think that's a legitimate question. Traditional media is crumbling. Why? Because they're hiding something, something big. People are realizing they're being lied to left and right, even by institutions they thought they could trust. But you've known the truth all along. You also know that the time to prepare for what's coming is right now. Get started by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll save $200 on an essential 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. Over the years, My Patriot Supply has helped millions of American families prepare for emergencies, and yours should be next. Sealed inside ultra-durable packaging, their delicious meals last up to 25 years in storage and provide over 2,000 calories daily. Eat right when things go wrong with these 3-month emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply. With $200 in savings, you can get enough for each family member. They deserve your protection. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Order by 3 p.m. for free day shipping. That is free same-day shipping. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. All right, now we're getting somewhere. Jim Jordan says the Judiciary Committee will look into Big Fannie Willis over the alleged illicit relationship. Good. This is what is necessary. It took you a couple days. Get the votes going. Get some subpoenas going. This is some good stuff. Good for you, Jim Jordan. This is what it looks like. Find out why Nathan Wade had 16 billable hours, 16 billable hours to the taxpayers of Fulton County. There's multiple layers here. Did Big Fannie Willis follow the local laws in Fulton County? Now, that might seem very technical, but that alone could be grounds for dismissal, bias, prosecutorial, malpractice. All that stuff's important. So the more you can find, the more it can help us in the pursuit of justice and to protect the integrity of the 2024 election. Number two, which is more important, but it's going to be harder, but it's more important because they're going to get lawyered up all the way there. But you might be able to isolate something. Did he visit the White House counsel office? Were these conference calls? And by the way, you also might find out that Nathan Wade fraudulently invoiced the Fulton County DA's office. It might have been a 20-minute phone call and he billed it for 8 hours, which, again, is super helpful because these people then are acting like criminals. So whatever it is, you're going to find something. And we believe on this program, we've said it before, that the White House counsel's office is the center nervous system, the central nervous system, the operating hub, the offensive coordinator's booth that is calling the shots in the lawfare against Donald Trump. The White House is orchestrating. There appears to be many improprieties. There appears to be massive issues across the board, and we have to get to the bottom of it. I don't know what we're going to find, but you'll find something on either one side or the other. Either Nathan Wade is not invoicing correctly, either Big Fannie Willis broke local Fulton County guidance and commissioner laws, and she was dishing out nearly $600,000 to her boy toy. You can also find out if they are in a relationship, which they almost certainly are, but it's all alleged at this point. And you'll also be able to find out what is the Biden White House counsel's office role 3 days after Donald Trump's at Mar-a-Lago and he says, I'm running for president in 2024. And 3 days later, Nathan Wade is chatting with the White House counsel's office. And then Big Fannie Willis shows up at the vice president's residence for a big party 3 days after she issues the indictment full of typos in the middle of the night that was super rushed, which shows that Newt Gingrich was right, that Newt Gingrich said that somebody in Washington, D.C. was calling the shots. Newt Gingrich said that some of his sources said, you got to get this done, you got to get this done, you got to get this done, you got to get this done. One of these things will materialize. Now, they could take the fifth, they could decide not to say anything. Okay. But then you can also request documents. That is also what you can do, which honestly is probably more helpful at this point. Get all the communications, all the text messages. See, here's the thing. White House counsel's office, they'll say, oh, we have executive immunity. The Big Fannie Willis team doesn't have executive immunity. They don't. They're a totally separate deal. So the text messages, the emails, the phone calls. So again, White House counsel's office, that is one of the hardest, and it should be. Honestly, you need separation of powers. You don't want a super legislature. You don't want a super executive. It's just the way it is. The White House counsel's office is the hardest veil to pierce. I don't want to set a precedent where all of a sudden every lunatic in Congress can get the emails and get the privileged conversations of what's happening in the White House counsel's office. And again, they don't believe in executive immunity unless they want to use it. But let's put that aside. Big Fannie has no such executive immunity. She's a local prosecutor. Local prosecutor. So Congress can say, hey, we want these 55 documents. We want these 180 documents. We want these text messages. We want these phone calls. And she'll either delete them, which is illegal. You can't do that if Congress asks for documents. And or you can get all the phone logs. And the other thing is you can find out who is on the phone calls. You can find out if they're actually, you can get a really big picture. And at some point, they could only plead the fifth so much. Pleading the fifth is one thing. You have to supply documents, though. So you can't get away from the document part of it. You got to, if they ask for it, you got to give it to it. If you have it. Now, they could fight it. They could sue, and they're going to lose. They would lose in court. Oh, you know, I'm suing this. Those lawsuits almost always lose unless it's executive privilege, executive immunity. Now, they could end up not supplying anything, but then you got to hold them in contempt, which is perfectly fine by my standards. Go through the contempt stuff. You got to do that with Hunter Biden, too, because it's contempt. And then if Big Fannie Willis is in contempt, then that's not going to be a good look as she tries to uphold her appearance of integrity, the appearance of I am this wonderful prosecutor in Fulton County. No matter what it is, this is great news. I'm glad to see it. I think our show, more than almost any other show, kept the pressure on this particular story, and we're not going to lay off. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.